This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Waterboarding was a big topic on Capitol Hill again today. It's a form of controlled drowning used in interrogations. Questions about whether it constitutes torture dogged Attorney General Michael Mukasey during his confirmation hearings. They arose again last week after the CIA admitted destroying videotapes of the interrogations of two al-Qaeda operatives. Today it was an Air Force general on the spot at a Senate hearing on the legal rights of terrorism suspects. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
The day began with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on the Senate floor strongly denouncing the practice of waterboarding. Reid did so again this afternoon when a reporter asked him about that practice.
I am opposed, always have been, to torture. Waterboarding is torture. America is better than torturing.
That same question, does waterboarding, which the CIA admits having used, amount to torture, was put to an Air Force lawyer, Brigadier General Thomas Hartman, at today's Judiciary Panel hearing on Guantanamo detainees. Hartman is the legal advisor to the top military judge at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, and he gave what seemed like a straightforward answer.
As a matter of policy and as a matter of law, torture is prohibited under U.S. law. Statements obtained by torture are prohibited from being used in these commission proceedings.
But General Hartman was less categorical when California Democrat Dianne Feinstein pressed him on how that torture policy relates to military trials being prepared for Guantanamo detainees.
So I understand from the answer to your question that evidence obtained from waterboarding is not being used to prepare cases.
No, ma'am, I didn't say that.
Well, would you repeat what you did say?
Yes, ma'am, I will say that. The evidence that we are gathering is the evidence that we are gathering. Whatever the methods that have been used to gather that evidence will be evaluated in connection with the law and in the trials. It can't be defined in an abstract way like that, ma'am.
All right, so I understand it's a non-answer to my question.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who's a lawyer in the Air Force Reserve, also attempted to get the general to characterize waterboarding. Graham asked Hartman to imagine the Iranian government capturing a U.S. airman and waterboarding him to pry out information.
What should be the response of uniform legal community regarding the activity of the Iranian government?
I'm not equipped to answer that question, Senator.
You are.
I will tell you the answer to the question that you asked in the beginning, Senator. And that
you mean
this.
You're not equipped to give a legal opinion as to whether or not Iranian military waterboarding, secret security agents waterboarding down airmen is a violation of the Geneva Convention?
I am not prepared to answer that question, Senator.
Thank you. I have no further question.
Graham then angrily leaned back in his chair and glared at the general. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, pointed out that the U.S. prosecuted its own military officers a century ago for waterboarding prisoners in the Philippines and prosecuted Japanese officers for doing the same in World War II. Why, Durbin asked, was General Hartman reluctant to call waterboarding torture?
I can't understand this "I need to know more information" response that we're getting on this question of waterboarding.
Seton Hall law professor Mark Denbo, who testified later, told Durbin he thought there were disturbing reasons why both General Hartman and Attorney General Michael Mukasey declined to say whether waterboarding is torture.
My real suspicion is that we know we've waterboarded, and we want to protect people who have waterboarded from being prosecuted, and I think people don't want to call it what it is simply because the consequences of doing so for some people who may have done it could be great.
Indeed, when Attorney General Mukasey was also put on the spot today at a news conference, he once again declared he's not determined whether waterboarding is torture. To that, Mukasey added, there's obviously intense interest in this. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.